The Accra Metropolitan Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoy has denied that the Assembly has given a license to prostitutes to operate in the metropolis. He told Radio Ghana that even though the AMA gives a license to business operators, prostitution is not one of the permissible businesses. He also explained the rationale behind the ban on hawking on the streets of Accra.
The fact has to be clarified that hawking is a business that is recognized within our society. But there is a place for hawking. And what AMA is saying that streets of Accra, and especially the ceremonial streets, are no places for hawking. Given the nature of what we have on the streets of Accra today, in other words, when one goes out today, what one would see is that about 95% of the hawkers are up the street. So should one go to High Street or to the Independence Avenue from the Rich Circle all the way to Airport and then to Kaokudi Junction and those places, Malam Junction, First Light to Abosoka and all the way to Circle, what one would observe is that we have cleaner streets. The streets are very clean. We don't have streets that are littered with trash and refuse. We don't have that. The traffic is flowing, well improved. And thirdly, what that represents is that as a society, as a community, we have respect for our environment.
What people do not want to understand is the motive behind this. You have not told us why you embark on this.
The motive behind it, we have said many times, is that we want to improve the sanitary conditions of the city. And now, this morning, I think we have seen that. We are seeing that the sanitation conditions in Accra is much, much better. The streets are clean. The traffic is flowing. We want to have a city where traffic flow as much as we can have it. We want to have that. Look, we need to eliminate the condition where we are allowing people to expose themselves to danger. And more often than not, in hawking on the streets, the danger, the life of our children who are allowed to do it, is always in danger.
What people are also adding is that in the evenings, whatever you say you are achieving in the morning becomes a fiasco. The hawkers return in their numbers onto the streets.
What we have done, we have a task force out there who are there from morning 6 to evening 8 o'clock. What happens beyond 8 o'clock, we are yet to find out. And we will find out. And as we find things out every day, we strategize.
Observers will say this is going to be a 9-day wonder. What is your reaction?
No, the AMA of today is very, very committed to sustainability, to sustaining what we have started, to enduring it to the end. Because, you know, it's only good and better for the society. So why not sustain it? So we will sustain it.
AMA Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoy.